Answer: because what is revelation to you is knowledge to us. Question: how can you prove this to people? Answer: it cannot be proven to someone who does not understand this. Understanding and understanding spiritual things is a gift from God, and to those who have not been given this, they must first strive for it. Question: since the earth rotates on its own axis and around the sun, do you spirits also rotate with it? Answer: of course. Just as people do this rotation with the earth. Question: do your communications flow solely from your thoughts and will, or do you use nerve energy on the medium and do you need to supplement it? Answer: our thoughts, will, and magnetic energy act on the medium under which we write with our hands. We do not need to supplement it, because we only direct a small portion of these energies to the medium, only as much as is permitted. Question: do you see and hear what is happening on earth? Answer: yes, as much as we need, and it is permitted. The stages through which we have overcome are open images before us, and they teach us about the stages we must reach. Question: do you need to change space and move if you want to make a statement in a certain place on the earth? Answer: certainly, since we have to unite with the magnetic fluids of the medium at every communication. Question: are there enough mediums on earth that you can make the same statements to several people at the same time? Answer: this does happen. If you follow the literature and spread of spiritualism, you will come across many mediums making statements in unison. Question: would the world not be surprised by this and would it not give your statements more attention? Answer: the so-called world is not a friend of spiritual phenomena. Christ did the most wonderful things, and it was said that he was possessed by the devil. The world today no longer believes in his wonderful deeds. Question: could you not convey thoughts in such a way that I would know that they came from you? Answer: many spirits have already conveyed thoughts to you, but you do not know, because you do not observe yourself sharply enough and do not examine which are your own thoughts and which are suggested by the spirit. Question: do you understand all earthly languages? Answer: what is language? Do we know you by your words, not by your spirit? And how did you speak to God? Languages and nationalities are earthly things that must be stripped off in the spiritual world. Here, different conditions arise, a different way of understanding. We understand your people, whatever language they speak, because we understand you spiritually. It is difficult for a spirit to write in a foreign language unknown to the medium, although this can happen with a perfectly mechanical medium. We often have to adapt ourselves to the medium, which is to the detriment of the communication, therefore we often cannot express ourselves clearly. We have to awaken dormant seeds and talents in the medium in order to use them. For mediumistic communication, however, it is necessary that the spirit that is expressing finds at least a seed in the medium of what it wants to say. Question: did Buddha understand nirvana to mean that the spiritual individuality dissolves in God? Answer: that is correct. Question: is it permissible for Mary to reveal the secret of the birth of Jesus? Answer: it is a mystery and a miracle to men, because they do not know the higher laws of the spirit. It is not my task to discover these laws. Christ was born from a spark on earth according to these higher laws. Question: in what sense did Christ call himself the Son of God? Answer: because Christ was the Son of God, spirit from spirit, one with the Father. Question: can the divinity of Christ really be asserted? Answer: he who is one with God is divine. Question: you encourage investigation, and yet you give preference to faith. Does this seem to be a contradiction? Answer: people claim that faith hinders knowledge and investigation, but we claim that faith favors research and science. And because by its help one-sidedness and prejudice are eliminated, we recommend faith, which promotes the pursuit of knowledge. Question: wasn't Lao Tzu King the most exalted and profound scholar of the Chinese era, and wasn't his teaching a divine revelation to humanity? Answer: indeed, he was. Lao Tzu was a divine messenger, a high mission spirit, bringing divine revelations and truths to humanity. It is a pity that people forget him. Question: is God a self-conscious spirit? Answer: Of course. He is self-consciousness itself, since he knows himself alone. Question, does the universe change? If not, would all 138 beings have to be created at once and no new ones would be born? Did we have to live from the beginning and go through countless stages? Answer, only God is absolutely unchangeable, everything else in the universe and in nature changes. But man should not want to know everything until he reaches the point where he can understand higher science. What use is it if we tell you now that the Earth, Venus, the Moon, Mars were once a world, that this world was torn apart by chaotic turmoil, and that the elements of life then formed the planets? Your planetary system has not existed from eternity. We could tell you a lot about it, but why? You would consider it a fairy tale, because we could not prove it, and because you have not yet invented direct communication with the planets. The inhabitants of Mars and Venus are much more advanced in this respect. Everything is created only once, but creation is eternal. Everything changes a million times. Why should all spirits exist from the beginning? Just as spirits are continually increasing their power and eventually reaching their perfection, so too can they be born continually, just as God is continually pouring out spiritual life and the spiritual principle is constantly increasing its power, from objective to subjective. Indeed, every spirit must undergo many changes before it is perfect. Many people do not like multiple incarnations, but the spirit thinks differently. Spiritual recollection, the spirit's faculty of memory, is infinite. Compare a child with a spirit. The father begets the child, the mother gives birth to it. The spirit is created by God and the laws give birth to it. The mother nourishes the child, the father educates it. The laws of nature give the spirit clothing and form, and God gives it intelligence and free will, the best means of education. The child learns to walk, to speak, to think, and becomes independent, and so does the spirit. It chooses its own path in life, it learns to know the laws of God, which it must follow, and this of its own free will, voluntarily. Question, if new beings are always created, the possibility of becoming evil also arises again, since many of the newly created spirits will certainly become disobedient, so does the completion of the development of the world seem impossible? Answer, for the same reason, the completion of the development of the world is both possible and impossible. Otherwise, no spirit knows the end of the completion of the world. Question, if the spirit acts motorically, must it have power and will? And likewise for monads? Answer, monads, as spiritual beings, do not have their own will, they obey the law. Question, you receive everything from a higher source, but you also act on it yourself. How wonderful it would be if you could pass on what you receive in this way, at the same time, in harmony with it, and actively. In this way, you could do a lot of good on earth. Answer, you have understood this very correctly and beautifully. You have understood the concept of the greatness of spiritual creation perfectly well. Question, does not state, are there many lawless spirits that we do not recognize as such? Answer, unfortunately, there are many. That is why Jesus said, test the spirits, and by their words and deeds you will know them. Question, how can a medium cast out such spirits? Answer, only with prayer, kindness and patience. Communication with spirits can be both a blessing and a curse. It is a blessing if everything is built on God, if the medium and his environment practice faith and love in the sense of Christ. It is a curse if it becomes a means of making money, a means of satisfying curiosity, a theater. 140, Chapter 24th Atmospheric Ring Fourth Sphere. Science brings nerves and east wind. Under the influence of Jupiter and Leo, this is the sphere of science and serious study. The spirits of this sphere have a strengthening effect on the nerves of men. Here the spirit has all the means at its disposal to improve itself scientifically, to study the minute things, the monads, the origin of things. All branches of science are represented here. This sphere seems to me like some glorious university in which higher spirits are educated. This is truly a preparatory stage for higher worlds and a stage of training for those who will bring true science to Earth. Here I also met a friend of mine, who was previously called Laszlo, greeting me. He said, "Laszlo, how happy I am, my dear friend, that I can welcome you here, in this glorious realm of peace. You know how I died on Earth in a painful, long illness, and then, when blindness also contributed, I had to lay aside all my Christian faith so that my trust in God would not be shaken. I already enjoy peace. I do not travel much, because where I am, there is enough material for observation. Here, in a realm inhabited by millions of spirits, I am at a point of investigation and education. We move around the sun in planetary orbits, so that in a few moments we make journeys that would take years on Earth. From here, the universe, that is, the sky, is majestic. We see the rays of light, the vibrations, the spiral circles of light rays with their millions of impressions and images. Thus I see everything that has happened and will happen on Earth. These are the most beautiful pictures, but they are often also terrible. At first, after the shedding of my body, I did not understand all this. It appeared to me as a kind of confusion, a confusion without meaning, beginning and end, but soon I noticed order, a system in all movements, and I learned to see things according to their reality. My faculty of seeing and understanding developed slowly at first. In the 141 rays of light and their spiral circles, I saw all colors represented, in each color different spirits, different fluid powers, qualities, effects and phenomena. All these are led by spirits, as animating elements. Just as on Earth man is the king of nature, the lord of the material world, so is the spirit the lord in the realm of fluids, giving life and movement. Without man there is no reason on Earth, without spirit there is no life. It is also wonderful to observe the groups of spirits that are constantly incarnating and taking on flesh, how each one comes and goes differently. It is also wonderful to observe the spiritual principle that is incarnated lawfully according to the ever-advancing cycle. Here are the classes of souls from A to Z, all of which are moving in their lawful course in the infinite universe, guided by the wisest spiritual power, the so-called spirits. I see the spiritual principle entering flowers, plants, minerals, and animals. At the moment of material death, the living emerges transformed, taking on a new form. For there is no death, no destruction, everything is resurrected again. Spirit, soul, matter are immortal in eternal transformation. Matter becomes soul, soul becomes spirit, and remains so forever. Thus everything is immortal in God. It is wonderful to observe the work of this perpetuum mobile. Worship, love, reverence for God permeate my being. When pure spirits ascend from the earth, they bring with them a spiritual principle for further development and training, just as a pure spirit brings with it a pure spiritual element when it incarnates on earth, so every spirit is the center of a small world. It has its own fluids, its power, its spiritual elements that it carries with it. That is why good spirits can have such a blessed effect, and evil spirits can have such a destructive effect. Hence the relief that we feel at the death of an evil person is the emptiness that good people leave behind. Man feels everything threefold, spiritually, mentally and materially. Just as there are animal and vegetable elements in man's blood, so there are light animals in his odic environment, in his fluids. The minute particles of animal and vegetable life animate man bodily and fluidly. 142 These surround the spiritual body of the spirit. According to the degree of the spirit and the man, this environment is good or bad. The good man, by his goodwill and noble thoughts, intensifies the spiritual life around him. The id which surrounds him is pure and ethereal, while the evil man, on the other hand, condenses the spiritual life around him, which becomes impure, and his id circle is heavy and unhealthy. N. Indeed, good thoughts can cure, evil thoughts can make sick. Hence the harmony and sympathy that good people spread, and the discord and antipathy that evil people spread. Mediums are surrounded by quite strange fluids, monads, and light animals, namely, healing mediums. With somnambulists I see that the spiritual life around them falls into insensibility during their sleep, and then only the spirit speaks. Low spirits and people cultivate a coarse and repulsive spiritual life around themselves. Man himself creates the odic circle around himself. His spirit affects the vegetable, mineral, and animal elements. Indeed, men could change much in nature and animals. Then, in order to create much, he would have to act quantitatively, but humanity has lagged far behind in this respect. Man should begin first with his own spirit, with the study of his odic circle, and with its infinite effects. The secret of these forces is still quite unexplored, and yet it is the science of all sciences. Men lives three lives, namely, spiritual, mental, and animal, three worlds are in him and around him. The human body develops, nourishes, and absorbs millions of animals every day, and this is all spiritual life. The higher spirit attracts spiritually higher forces, the lower spirit spiritually lower forces, hence the sensitive purer natures, and the brutality and crudeness of the lower. The fluid and odic circles of man are animal and vegetable in life, and the light also contains miniature plants, dust grains, fungi, and the finest of plant life. Some things, which scientists, with the aid of magnifying glass, considered to be small animals, will in time, with the aid of still better lenses, prove to be a species of light and ray plants. Corrupted air causes diseases and epidemics. What is corrupted air? The decomposition of these plants and animals. The power of magnetism, of pure spirits and mediums, could flow in such cases in a transforming and reviving way, and then what people consider a miracle would happen, which is only a law of nature. Only doctors would study this law of all laws, which is hidden in magnetism. An impure spirit, an immoral medium, can really do great harm, and can act as infectious, putrefactive, convulsive, and paralyzing as a corrupted medicine. Everything, good and bad, health and sickness, is based on this one law, the interaction of the spiritual, the fluid, the vegetable, the animal. I see and study the influence of people on each other. For example, you go to a party, your spirit harmoniously gathers around you its animal and vegetable circle, its spiritual elements, you are there with your world, your spirit and your odic circle. You meet someone, a similar light, with whom you sympathize, this is called sympathy, love, friendship. Between such people the attraction is either purely spiritual, but often only odic, magnetic or spiritual, animal. When spirits understand each other, one tiny thing clings to the other, monads sympathize with monads, plant life with plant life. Therefore love is omnipotent, because all powers are united in this one. In the case of aversion and hatred, everything repels each other, animals kill and devour each other, plants poison and corrupt each other, there is a disturbance of the forces, a deterioration of the fluids and humors, when spirits meet in hostility. Anger has a terrible effect on the spiritual circle. Every sin has a destructive and poisonous effect, especially drunkenness, more often than not, the spiritual fluid world seems to be drugged. And then it encourages rudeness, every animal is caught up in a vortex, every plant is scorched and poisoned, the spirit itself is calmed, the instinctive, spiritual life reigns alone. In this spiritual environment, through the embodied sensual world within him, the instinct, the animal in man, under whose rule the spirit should be educated and spiritualized. The consequences of the millions of spiritual incarnations in the body, blood, and sphere of man are inconceivable. I see the most diverse animals, minute creatures, and plants, living beings of the air, the light, and the ether. Truly, what things do men breathe in and out? It is a whole world. Why does the breath of the sick smell bad? Because the animals and plants in it are rotten and diseased. Every living thing, every air, every grass, everything has its own special way of being animated, corresponding to its spiritual essence. The air animated by animals, plants, and fluids always reacts upon the like. Something of everything must be in the air to nourish and sustain everything. The soul of things, the essence inherent in them, is invisibly present and sustains everything visible. Invisible immortality animates and sustains visible matter. Augustine, I will give a statement from a friend of mine, whose spirit resides in this sphere. In his earthly life he was a great naturalist. His name is Ruprecht. Ruprecht, a look at the earth. I am placing myself in the atmosphere, of, from where I can best survey the globe. I see the earth itself, and the countries and seas on it, as if I were painting on a globe. The countries of the earth are reflected in the atmosphere. If we step out of this sphere, we see nothing but mist, clouds, fluids, and a luminous core. If I penetrate the mist and clouds, I am on the earth. Millions of spirits reside in the atmospheres that surround the earth. Everything is permeated with spirits and souls. The spirits gather in groups according to their sympathies and nationalities. I found groups of lively, fiery Frenchmen, here eccentric American and English spirits, the thoughtful Germans, the Bushmen, African Bushmen, and savages. I also noticed national hatred and pride among these spiritual nations. The German spirits separated themselves from the French. As in the earthly states, so in these atmospheric countries. In the Old Testament it occurs that an army was seen in the clouds. It could not have been composed of any other than Jewish spirits who came to the aid of their nation. In this way, the collapse of the walls of Jericho can be explained, and that on the basis of the tremors caused by the power of the helping spirits. Now that I know the power and effect of the spiritual fluids, many unexplained phenomena on earth are clear to me. I am personally with the medium when I write through him. I thicken my spiritual body so that a sighted medium can see. I absorb my thoughts into the mind of the medium so that I suppress his own thoughts. I leave the medium's style and direction of writing. I only strive to put my thoughts and intentions into it. When the high guides write with the medium, it is as if enveloped in a brilliant light. No unclean spirit can then approach this brilliant light. The proximity of the high guides has a blissful and beneficial effect on a medium. At first I found it very strange that as a spirit I could penetrate closed places. Matter before us is a porous mass through which we can penetrate like water through a sponge. I can expand, contract, become large, small, heavy, light, and all this happens according to natural laws. The task of physical phenomena in spiritualism is to make this clear to men of science. This would be the prime time for them to become acquainted with these laws. God's will be fulfilled. He will provide a way and a means for this light to spread on earth. Chapter 21 Fourth Atmospheric Ring Fifth Sphere. The Ad. Has a healing effect on the stomach. No wind. Influence of Venus and Pisces. Helping spirits. Bedrefferencesslleme, this is mainly the sphere of meridian and electric forces and of light. From this sphere come such men as Edison, Reichenbach. We are in the furnace of meridian and electric forces, with its of light. Here polarities can be studied. 146. From here, with the help of the fluids of the spirits, currents go to the earth, which bring health and nerve strength to people, and which mainly act on the stomach. With the help of these moving forces and large devices, a special light works here, establishing a way of movement and speech, telephone, by means of which the spirits of this sphere communicate with the inhabitants of the planets Venus and Mars. The greatest light effects are also created mainly with the help of the Ad. The Ad is able to shine like the sun, speak like 100 voices, sing and play music in harmony. The beneficial rays of this light are sent from here to the first, second, third rings to illuminate the spirits there. With the moving power of the Ad, an invention was made here for walking and floating, which one of the spirits here will take to earth at that time. With the speed of thought, the spirits go from here as helpers to the first three rings and to earth if urgent help is needed. The medium spirits of the second sphere of this atmospheric ring see the danger, give a signal, and the rescue society of the fifth sphere is already at work. The power of electricity is an incontestable fact on Earth, as is magnetism, although the latter is still almost undiscovered. Both are the children of the Ad light, the Ad, which is the greatest power, a piece of omnipotence, and this lies barren and undiscovered before human science. The Ad is the soul, the driving force not only of the meridian and the Ad, but of all existence. The definition of the Ad is difficult, because it lacks human expression. Everything that exists and lives has its Ad light and its Ad vibration. The spirit, the soul, the light, the minerals, the plants, the animals have their Ad. The spiritual Ad is divided into the degrees of the seven atmospheric rings, and so is the Ad of souls. Then there is the atmospheric Ad, on which the weather depends. There is an Ad of the earth and stones, an Ad of flowers and trees, an Ad of waters, an Ad of men, an Ad of warm-blooded and cold-blooded animals. Ad, light and vibration are the same. Ad is immaterial, like light. In the course of discoveries, the Ad will be given a different name. The Ad consists of molecules and particles, manifests itself in vibrations and sound waves, and in its appearance is light. 147. Question. During the whole process of explaining the atmospheric rings that surround the Earth, I was not clear on how to imagine these circles and spheres. Are they world germs or plantissimals? Do they obey the law of gravity? Judging from the description, these spheres have a nature similar to the Earth, so they have earth, air, water? Answer: if you put a piece of sugar in a glass of water, bubbles are formed that rise to the surface of the water. This is a law of nature. In a similar way, atmospheric rings and spheres, myriads of microcosmic worlds, are formed from the Earth, as a result of the sun's influence on the Earth, which obey a law of gravity. Each sphere is a bubble that carries within itself the constituent parts of the Earth. Here the law of exponentiation prevails from the first circle, which is more material, to the seventh, which is spiritual. The dynamic power of the sun, the rotation, exponentiates the circles. Earth atoms, which are small worlds like it, surround the Earth. Chapter 22. Fourth Atmospheric Ring. Sixth Sphere. The abode of the good and the home of peace. It brings peace to the Earth. The influence of Jupiter and the Gemini. The spirit of FERENCESPIDER, this sphere can be called heaven. It is the realm of peace and goodness. From here the spirits of peace go to the earth to move the hearts of people to good. Many come here who have suffered much on earth. August, I have two friends in this sphere, one of whom is Adolf, my brother's son. He fell in the Battle of Worth. His deeply grieved parents had only the consolation of his otherworldly communications, which I am here giving in chronological order. To Adolf's parents. The 16th of February 1871. Benevolent spirits led me here to the medium and showed me the way of communication. It is truly good for my spirit to be able to communicate, for there is nothing more distressing after the shedding of the human body than the barriers which exist between men and spirits due to the ignorance of the former. If all men knew that the departed can communicate, oh, they would all come to us, and the separation would be softened and sweetened. Now, my dear parents, I want to tell you everything that has happened since my last earthly letter. Before the battle, I prayed fervently for you. I asked God to preserve my life for you, so that I could be your helper in your old age. It happened differently. I lay there among many mourners and yet I lived. It was a strange moment, a minute of double life. My body and spirit lay there writhing. Life, as a separate element, was outside the human organism. I even saw a fluidic current, like a bright cloud, flowing out of the body, which I slowly attracted and sucked in order to transform it into the nervous and sensory system of my spirit and place it around me. This is the withdrawal of the nervous spirit from the organism, its formation into a paraspirit or fluidic spiritual body. Notice. This must be what theosophy calls the etheric body, and in Martinus cosmology, the spiritual gravity body, and is symbolized in his symbols by the color orange. Rune remark. Not in the original book. End of notice. Only then did my body die completely, It seemed to me like a discarded overcoat that a person can no longer wear. I now fully regained my self-consciousness and knew that I had fallen in the battle.